Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello, it's Sandra Ture, and we're back again with another episode here live at the Georgia Aquarium, and I'm joined by Angel Van Ellison.
Hello.
I got that.
Yes, ma'am. Angel Van Ellison. I'm happy to be here.
Okay. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm really excited and honored to be here and to be able to network and just to show my appreciation to this organization that's done so much for me.
Being in a room full of amazing women that are doing amazing things.
Definitely. And if I can go ahead and shout out, we have 4 Georgia Southern winners.
Yeah.
So
I heard about their stories. That's amazing.
Yeah, they're amazing young ladies. All of the women here are amazing.
What are you guys doing that's different from the other schools that you're winning all of these scholarships?
I think we have a lot of determination, being that we're located in Statesboro, Georgia, which isn't across the street from Fortune 500 companies.
Yeah.
So being able to participate in a program like this that provides transportation, all kinds of support to make sure that we're able to attend and network. And I mean, I didn't even know the power of a powerful network until I got out of college, really, or until I got into WIT. So having that in college, like at 20 years old, to know the CTO of a company is huge.
So much leverage, and it gives you the upper hand.
Exactly. So I think for our chapter, it's just like being determined to take advantage of those opportunities.
Yeah. So tell me about your scholarship that you're winning today.
So I have the honor of being awarded $5,000 from First Data.
Wow, that's jackpot.
I needed that. So I'm really grateful because First Data is an amazing company.
Yeah.
We had our opening event last fall there. Penny Collins, Mike Mano, so many individuals helped set that up, and it was a great event. And they taught us design thinking, a lot of techniques that we'll need in our careers. And so being awarded that scholarship is amazing because I work at Fiserv.
Yeah.
Which awarded me that scholarship last year.
Wow, which, she's just winning a bunch of scholarships, guys. That's awesome.
No, I'm just taking advantage. Yeah. I have to. And Fiserv just purchased First Data.
Oh.
So they're going to be merging at some point in the future. So it's just a beautiful, it just feels great.
Yeah.
It just feels great to be supported by these companies.
That's one thing I see that's in common with everyone that's coming here to speak to me. It's just there's a lot of support.
Mm-hmm.
And it just gives you the foundation to just do amazing things.
Yeah, and it's beautiful to be here and like see others as well.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to get here and not see other women at the table with me, you know? So this organization just like, I don't know, it just gives the support for us to continue. So like, there should be even more winners. You know what I mean? And more like this, the gender gap, it requires that kind of attention.
Yeah. And I'm really excited to see that there's not only women here, of course, because it's women in technology, but it's just a lot of cultures.
Definitely.
From different backgrounds.
I mean, one of my favorite things about being president last year was like our body, our general body was made of so many different races and cultures. And it just, I learned things about different places of the world that I've never been to before. But now I'm interested in going and hearing other people's perspectives.
Right.
It just makes you well-rounded.
So just hearing about everyone's story, I'm learning that women in technology is not just tech. You're learning about a lot of other things, and they're preparing you for the future and just leaving school and getting into the real world. So what are some other things that WIT does that the normal, ordinary person wouldn't know if they weren't a part of it?
I think people don't know behind the scenes how much support, in the sense of like, I graduated on the 10th and then my job started the 20th. So I had
right
to take my cap and gown off and then move and everything immediately. I had so many invites to go out to lunch. Oh, let me come by. Let me give you some advice. Mm-hmm. Just phone calls. People who knew they were in the area, because I don't have any family like in this city.
Oh, wow.
So like being able to like already have a support system invisible. People wouldn't know that being in this organization would actually, people wouldn't know that coming into this organization, you're actually building a network and kind of like a family, if you think about it. Because I know if I ever need something, someone in WIT would definitely help me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just something they don't put in the motto that I hope people understand about this organization.
And I almost feel like there should be like a second title, sisterhood.
Yes.
WIT. Sisterhood.
Those are my sisters. Those are my sisters.
Yeah.
They would do anything for me. I'm so, so proud of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm honored to have served as vice president and then president, and to see this. Like, I just graduated, and this is the best goodbye to my college years. So, yes, those are my sisters.
Well, thank you so much for being
here.
And I'm really excited to see you win your award and speak and your father be up there.
Yes.
That's amazing.
This is going to be fun.
Right.
I'm not nervous.
Sweet. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here. And this is another episode of Wit Connect here live at the Georgia Aquarium. This is Sandre for BRX.